The new Hanover County Board of Education is focused on redistricting, funding the Isaac Bear High School, and school safety. All this while a local citizens group calls for an internal investigation. Last week, the North Carolina Council of Churches hosted a town hall meeting in Wilmington called Bridging the Silence, a forum about race, reconciliation, and redemption. It brought up another challenge facing the new Board of Education. Is racism driving policy? Nelson Beaulieu is serving his first term on the board. He won election last November.
It's a huge problem. And, you know, we have to talk about it. We have to be honest about it. But the point is, if we want to understand how we got here, we can't just look at the last 10 years, the last 15 years. We have to have somewhat of an understanding, a full understanding of race and the issues surrounding race in Wilmington, North Carolina. It's a full history. It's not always a pleasant history.
Reverend Dante Murphy with the Southern Coalition for Equal Protections Under the Law brought up several past cases where he alleged that officials mishandled or covered up wrongdoing within the schools.
Joe Biden, former Vice President of the United States, stated during a speaking engagement on January 21st of this year that white America has to admit that there's still a systemic racism. Likewise, in Morrison, New Hanover County school system and its citizen has to admit to a history of systemic racism that now hinges on corruption and co-conspiracy by its top administrators, attorneys, and now a school board refusing to take these matters seriously. The challenge now is that this new school board find their sea leads and exercise their power to protect our children.
His coalition had requested the board to look into the allegations, but in a January 3rd meeting, the board decided not to investigate his claims. Lisa Estep is chairperson of the New Hanover County Board of Education. On a recent Coastline program about redistricting, she explained that this new board will take a fresh look at all of the items.
Well, I think that we really basically, from my view, and I'm one of seven, I would like to kind of restart that conversation. We have guidelines that the old board kind of defined, and I think this new board needs to define their own guidelines. You know, we've got seven members, and we need to figure out as a board what we feel are important and guidelines to stick to. As we go through this process.
Board newcomer Nelson Beaulieu insists the group will tackle the education issues in New Hanover County in a bipartisan fashion.
I don't know what being a Democratic board member is. I don't know what being a Republican board member is. We are working together. We're talking together. We're learning what drives the other, but we're doing a great job of communicating, and that passion exists through all seven board members. We are at ground zero for building the future of New Hanover County, and everybody has a stake in that.
For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.